25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Yesterday is gone, and today is upon us. Today being March the 14th and all, a Thursday. Do you believe it's Thursday already? Tomorrow, Friday?
Flying by.
It really is.
Sure is.
Meredith and I were talking about this last night. It seems like the day, as we begin the day talking to each other and finish the day talking to each other, it just seems like it's like nanoseconds from one day to the other. Is that the way you live your life? If it is, hopefully you're living it with purpose and good intention. That certainly is our way of living here. The most information, the most important and best stories of the day here on Good Day with Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, coming along in a moment. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, we're all here to sort of wake you up, the grumpier. I love this. I can hardly wait to drop this on Roberta's head. Women, wake up grumpier than men under certain circumstances.
Forget that. It's called poor married women.
One in three counties are dying. Why would that be? We have some options for better drinks than coffee for you. I want Roberta's take on the new Pope, too, as a matter of fact. By the way, how many people heard that Dennis Rodman took a trip to...
Yeah, he was there. You know, he is the new U.S. ambassador to everything.
Yeah, right,
and I still contend that's why the Pope was chosen so quickly, is because Dennis Rodman was there to help speed things along.
Well, they were scared and wanted to get him out of there.
He was promoting a gambling website that was basically people betting on the new Pope, how long it was going to take, whether or not he was going to be black or not. If you bet and the Pope was black, you were going to get your money back. I don't even be... It was about Paddy Power, and kind of silly stuff, but that's what you get. I was watching him on Apprentice. Believe it or not, I actually spent some time watching Apprentice last night, and Dennis Rodman there standing up behind LaToya.
LaToya, yes.
And that other, that Amoroso, that...
Oh, Amoroso. She is tough.
The woman everybody loves to hate. Yeah,
right.
She's a tough cookie.
So she makes it easy.
Who's been fired, though? Does anybody know?
Yes, Bret Michaels was fired the first week. I have not watched the second episode. But Bret Michaels was set up because, you know, he won Celebrity Apprentice, and they kept insulting him for coming back. And so they got rid of him quickly. Yeah, I think it was a setup job.
Setup job. Poll from yesterday. How do you feel about the TSA letting you take knives back onto airplanes? 22% of you said, I rarely fly, so I don't care. 42% said it was one of the dumbest things that TSA has done, and they've done lots of dumb things. 13% said, I'm okay with it if it really makes going through security faster. 12% said, I think it's a bad idea. 11% said, it's about time. We ought to be able to take what we want to onto planes again. So, Richie, one in three counties are dying. Why would that be?
Well, census data show that 1,135 of the nation's 3,143 counties are now experiencing a natural decrease, where deaths exceed births.
Really?
That's up roughly from 800 counties, one in four in 2009. Apparently, this has been happening in Japan and Europe, where they have a natural decrease, and it's happening in the United States now. And most of it's in the rural areas. And they say, despite increasing deaths, U.S. population as a whole continues to grow because of immigration, Dudley.
Yeah.
From abroad and relatively higher births from mostly younger migrants from Mexico and Latin America and Asia. So these counties are in a pretty deep downward spiral. And the researchers say that young people leave the rural areas for jobs, and the older adults stay, and they just start dying off. And I know this to be a fact because I have friends who've moved from Pennsylvania down to Washington, D.C., or whatnot. Here in D.C., we get a lot of that. We get a lot of people moving from small towns, and they leave their older parents behind because they need jobs. And then, as you say, the agricultural jobs just aren't where it's at anymore. And then these mining areas and whatnot start dying off. So they're saying that they haven't seen these kinds of levels since 1937.
Well, one of the things, again, we don't have an agrarian economy anymore. These rural counties, and I think in general, what we have done in America is try to convince people responsibly, I think, that the population levels have to go down. They can't keep going up because we can't manage. First of all, there's not enough food. There aren't enough jobs. We don't have enough space in most of the countries around the world. So whether you apply it to our country or to other countries around the world that have these amazing population growths, and frankly, you know, we've been talking about the Pope, the philosophy of the Catholic Church and the feelings, the same basic, if you're Hasidic, you want to have the same thing, and so do people in India, some of the Asian countries, where they want to populate and populate and populate because they want to make sure that the race doesn't die out, the essence of what the country stands for doesn't die out. So in the meantime, we have this top-heavy and rather ignorant way, in my opinion, of looking at this. The Catholics want to have more Catholics, although I think that's one of the things, Jennifer, that most Catholics ignore, right? Isn't it the papal or encyclical, and I can remember it from when I was a kid, that basically said have more children. I don't remember which one it was, but I remember hearing that when I was younger. And it's so irresponsible. It's just outrageously irresponsible. We cannot manage the people we have in our country. That's why there are so many problems. We can't manage people in the world.
Well, they're expecting that because of the baby boomers aging now, that there'll be a large decrease in the population because of that over the next 15
years. But then it goes back up again. Look at the influx of people, not only in our... I'm not talking necessarily just about our country, Richie, but and then the illegals, as you've suggested,
well,
they're the ones that are
illegals.
Responsible, and they're all Catholic. These Hispanics are all Catholic.
Right. Not necessarily illegals, but just immigrants in general. They said if it wasn't for immigrants coming into the country, our population would have been flat would have been dropping.
Ted Kennedy engineered four times over the course of his senatorial career, four times, an increase in the allowable number of immigrants. It started out being less than 400,000, then it got raised to 500, then it got raised to 750, and now it's 1 million a year. We let 1 million immigrants come into this country a year. That's okay as long as there's a job for them, or if it's an educational opportunity, whatever those things are, I'm for that. But just to let them come in here and not have any place for them to go or maybe even have a job, especially with all the illegals, I think is highly irresponsible.
Since 2010, Doug, many of the fastest growing U.S. metro areas have also been those that have historically received a lot of federal dollars.
Funding.
Yeah. Fort Stewart, Georgia, Jacksonville, North Carolina, Crestview, Florida, Charleston, North Carolina, South Carolina. All with military bases. Per capita spending rose about $5,300.
Buy them votes.
Yeah, buy them votes.
Vote for me. We got to get more federal programs into our congressional district. What a bunch of phonies. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Pacific by BW Double Bass Drum Pedals, 66% off list, $79. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it. That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamin B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion!
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com. With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Popol facts.
Yes.
Did you know that the Pope, the new Pope, only has one lung?
Yes.
Did apparently, you know?
Well, wait a minute. I want to know why he only has one.
Apparently, it was removed as a teenager because of an infection. Right. And he's 76 years old. It's never really affected him yet, and they don't think that it ever will.
Do popes or cardinals, do they smoke? What do you think? Do you think any of the popes?
Somebody does.
Yeah, I would imagine there are some that do.
Huh. All right. Popes and their smoking.
I know some of them drink.
But he had an infection and had to have a lung removed. But you know.
Okay.
He was also involved with the Dirty War, by the way, in Argentina. Did you know that? Yes.
The Dirty War?
The Dirty War.
Was that the English saying to the Argentinians, leave the Falklands alone?
No, that was the thing in the 70s with Jimmy Carter. There was a bunch of people that disappeared and a bunch of people like exiled themselves from Argentina.
What was his involvement?
He actually was he was involved with the kidnapping of some Jesuit priests. I don't know what side he was on, good or bad, but yeah, I'm sure it was good. Otherwise, he would have not been elected Pope.
Really?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You think they have memories going back that far?
What was weird about it is I read all of that, and then they deleted it from his Wikipedia page as soon as they announced he was Pope. Cover up!
They're calling him Pope One Lung. Pope One Lung.
All right. So the ring that has been constructed. Kenny is somebody who understands this, the ring. Why do they all have to have... I would have thought they'd want to have the same ring. It would be more
like
interesting.
A power shield.
Well, if you were wearing a ring that the first pope had worn, there's the connection, mm-hmm. it would seem to me. Down
yeah, that would
ages.
Be cool.
Yeah. So why don't they do that, Kenny?
It's tradition. Each pope gets their own ring specially made for them.
Yeah.
And usually it was different this time with Benedict because since he stepped down, they just took his ring and destroyed it once he was done.
Really?
Yeah, usually they get buried with it, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Why
the popes
they just
get buried
it?
With their ring?
Yeah.
And give it back to him when he dies. That's not fair.
It's part of the retirement plan.
Not fair that he's not pope anymore.
Yeah.
You're getting $3,360 a month? Is that how much is paid for retirement? I want to look into their bank accounts. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Review of last night's American Idol. Jennifer will be touching on other television news in the next half hour of Good Day. Meanwhile, there were three performers Richie believes of note last night, starting with Cree Harrison singing Crying.
You couldn't tell.
Oh, that's a great song. I like her. Roberta, what do you think?
I think her voice has a wonderful quality.
Yeah. Jennifer?
I like her. She's great.
She got the women ovation from the judges.
Really?
One of two women who did.
So the women do seem to, if you pay attention to the judges, the women have it over the men here. This is good. I like her name, too. It's an interesting name. Let's crank it up, Richie, so I can sing some more. I was having fun with that, actually. Candace Glover.
That makes one of us.
That's a little sharp, Jennifer.
No one's just singing.
Just a good song. You don't know. Oh, shoot. You didn't know.
What? I Who Have Nothing? It's a big song.
I still like our other girl better, I think.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the other one much better.
This one has chops, but the other one's voice is unusual.
All right, so those two seem to be savers. As far as the men are concerned, apparently Lazaro Arbos is the first one out, and maybe this is an example of why.
Well, he's not out yet, but I'm suspecting he will be.
Kind of boring.
All right.
Sounds like karaoke.
Yeah, that's what they were saying.
I'm for Cree.
I like karaoke.
This is the stutter guy, and you felt bad for him when Keith Urban asked him why he picked that song.
He said, I could pick.
Nice.
Oh, mean.
He had a hard time getting it out. But, you know,
my
wife and I were thinking, why would they make him talk? Because he has such a hard time.
Oh, that's too bad.
And I think it's to show you how amazing it is that the guy can get up there and sing as well as he does.
Who's the country singer? Isn't it Mel Tillis?
Yeah. So,
my name is Mel Tillis.
You're looking like a jerk now.
Am I really? I don't. How can you see me? I may sound like a jerk. Are you okay now?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a shame. The guy's got a nice voice, but he just didn't cut it last
night. Every once in a while, I need to be a jerk, just to put everything into perspective.
I think everybody does.
Right, exactly. You certainly know about that.
I'm very good at that.
Right. All right,
my husband be a jerk all the time.
Good for you, Roberta. Congratulations. And, of course, you're never a jerk.
Never, never, never.
Never.
Nope. I'm a jerkette.
Are you really? All right, so the Queen of Cheap report coming up in a few minutes. What do we have in the Queen of Cheap department today?
Ooh, let's see. We have a really great book collection for you and a 3-year free magazine subscription. We've also got some incredible music, absolutely free, from very popular artists. So I was pretty surprised to find this. It's all coming up in the Queen of Cheap.
All right, so what do you make of the new Pope, Roberta?
I was gratified to see that it wasn't somebody from Italy or Europe or, you know, that side of the world. That they've really reached out now. And, you know, Latin America does have the largest Catholic population. So I think it was a very smart move.
Appropriate move. All right.
Smart, yes.
We have a lot of people who are posting thoughts on that in our various
sites. Can I ask you a quick question, though?
To whom?
By electing 76-year-old popes continuously, are we basically making this an 8-year job?
No, we're doing, yeah, exactly. We're doing that on purpose, I think.
Right. Yeah, it'd be kind of nice, yeah. Yeah, let's get rid of them. Put them in, get rid of them.
I say get a 22-year-old up there.
All right. What
a woman. For 60 years.
A 22-year-old woman.
Here
28
you go.
After on good day.
Discover card?
Yes. Hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right. Every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.
Jason. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Good day. 33 after the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. 888-302 Doug. If you want to call us, you want to get to email, that's fine. Any one of us, first name at DougSteffens.com. Twitter at Good Day Show. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. And then Pinterest. How do we find us on Pinterest? I guess, Kenny, I'm in the dark about that, even though it's something we've really seen expand in the last week or so since Kenny's been here. So how do we go to Pinterest?
It's Pinterest.com/Doug Steffen.
Oh, okay. Pinterest.com. Has some good pictorial stories in there. I've just actually gone to it since Kenny came around over the weekend. I think it was Sunday. Did Jennifer, you and I talk about this? I went to Pinterest and found a ton of things that I really kind of just learned how to use.
You get trapped on Pinterest.
Yeah, I was trapped. I was trapped.
You could sit there for an hour and go, wait a minute, what just happened in that last hour?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so first things first here, before we get to the Queen of Cheap, Roberta, this is a study made for you.
Yes.
The study from Duke University that suggests that women are just plain grumpier than men in the morning.
In the morning. Yeah, grumpy. I would agree.
Grumpy old women.
Because we've been up with the kids all night.
Well, the bottom line,
snoring.
The scientific side of this is that women are more at risk because they don't sleep well. Under the circumstances, because mentally and physically they take things more seriously than do men. They don't get enough sleep. Men are up at night with their prostate problems or whatever the hell it is. But women are sleep deprived, and that's why they wake up grumpier than men do. Men don't seem to let what's going on bother them. Women have more depression, more anger, more hostility, and it shows early in the morning. So early in the morning, early in the evening. Early at supper time. So you're normally... Jennifer, I don't ever find to be grumpy. Richie is grumpy sometimes. I don't find I am ever grumpy. Let's see. What about Roberto?
You don't find you are never grumpy? If I do say so myself.
I had this discussion
always
with myself.
Always a credit, Kentucky. Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. Myself and I were talking, and we think that we wake up in the perky mode.
Meredith and I decided that if you wake up laughing, and she and I do, then you're not going to be grumpy.
That's right.
And it's only Richie that makes me grumpy.
You know, the other day, I was driving into work, and you're kind of like in that driving to work coma. None of you would know this because you don't have to drive to work.
Yes.
But I'm in that driving to work coma, and all of a sudden I pass a car, and the window is half down, and it's like 40 degrees outside, so it's cold. And there's a dog's head just sticking out the window, and he's just lapping up the air as they're driving down the road at 60 miles an hour. And that put me in the best mood for the day. How can you be in a bad mood when you see a dog with his head sticking out the window, lapping up the air, just enjoying himself?
And their ears are flapping.
Absolutely.
Right. So you'll appreciate this then, Richie, if I can digress for a second before we do the Queen of Sheep Report. Yesterday, Brendan and I had lunch at a, let's see, it's on Beverly. It's called, let's see, Jennifer, it's called, it's just an outside sort of cafe. Not important what it's called.
Which was a good place, because it was 90 degrees in the
It was hot,
yesterday.
It was 20 degrees warmer inland than it was on the coast yesterday.
Wow.
So, Brendan's sitting there, and I'm crossing the street with Charlotte. And Brendan has Frankie, who is his dog, who is a half a bulldog and half a mastiff. And he's the one most wonderful, just a sweet, sweet dog. And he gets so excited. So Brendan has the leash under his chair.
Uh-oh.
So
and Frankie's a big dog.
Right. Frankie sees Charlotte and I crossing the street and immediately jumps up. Now, there are people on all sides of him. Frankie lunges ahead, pulls the chair, knocks Brendan back. And so, and all the people are outside this place looking, why is it there's this commotion? And they see Charlotte toddling across the street on Beverly, and everybody's stopped. And it just was funny to look at Frankie and how the two of them are great pals. They get along wonderfully well. But that's another scene when everybody wanted to stop and talk. Everybody wanted to pat the dogs. Everybody left smiling. The women, the men.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, that's one of the great things about having great dogs. It really is. All right.
So funny.
Let's get to the Queen of Sheep Report. We've got actually a number of things here that Roberta has put together for us. So let's start with the...
She's the Queen of Sheep.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Comes to time.
Wow. You want to start with Dunkin' Donuts, Doug?
Sure, let's start with the Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay, well, if you are of a certain age where you happen to have an AARP card, well, congratulations, because you can get a free donut at Dunkin' Donuts.
So there's an upside, huh?
There's an upside to it. So, I mean, you do have to buy a large drink, but you can get a free donut. So
if you have an AARP card.
You have to have an AARP card.
All right, so I'm out. True. I don't have one.
Zero. Okay.
Richie, you're going to be in yours pretty soon.
Well,
they're already sending me mailers.
Hey, Roberta, have you got an AARP card?
Yeah, I've had one for many years.
They sent me one in the mail.
50. No, you got to be 50 to get one.
Yeah, no, I know, but they sent me the mailers, which is really weird.
Ah. Yeah. No, I got one right away because I'm the Queen of Cheap. You get an AARP card, you get all sorts of discounts, so that's fine. Anything that'll give me a discount.
My dad used to buy their prescription meds. I guess my mom still does. I don't know through it because they say that that's the cheapest way to get them.
Oh, yeah.
I'd buy that.
And you get free donuts.
Yeah, and you get free donuts.
Keep going, but don't get me off on the AARP.
Okay, let's go. If you like Jane Austen, how about 18 Jane Austen e-books for 99 cents? You can get that at Amazon.com. And Amazon is also offering some fantastic artist samplers.com.
Good for you, Roberta.
You caught that. There's a great MP3 album of music from a whole bunch of new artists, including Alabama Shakes and Jim James. I mean, some top names on there. Absolutely free. It's an entire album worth of
free.
Stuff. Free. If you like Crocs for your kids, 55% off and free shipping. We tell you how to get that. Watch Magazine. It's kind of like, you know, a cross between Good Housekeeping and People and Entertainment Tonight. And it's an absolutely free subscription, a 3-year subscription to Watch Magazine. So you can fill up your mailbox with that. And if you're a Costco member, go over to their website, get a free Fusion razor. And we have the link for you on how to do that and a whole bunch of other stuff. Check out the Queen of Cheap area at DougStephan.com.
All right. And also next to the Queen of Cheap box is Phil Lempert's Supermarket Guru box. And in there, information on how to make healthy beverage choices in light of the action in New York this week, the focus on the sugary drinks. And Jennifer did a little study, did a little research, and found there are a number of things. For those of you who are addicted to morning coffee, you'll be happy to know that there are several really good substitutes that you might want to know about. Jen, which drinks? Now, if you put this list together, did you find ones that you prefer?
Yes, of course. There's obvious things that you prefer, like water, different types of flavored waters, smoothies, those kind of things. Do you want me to go through the list now?
Yeah, let's talk about it? Why don't we? Yeah.
Mm. All right. So the first, of course, is probably the easiest one here. Water. Lemon, coconut, anything. It restores your body back to, you know, our bodies are made of water, so it restores your body.
So the reference or the inference here is that we want a buzz. Morning coffee gives us a little buzz. It wakes us up.
Exactly.
That's what we're looking for here with one of the substitutes.
Exactly. We're looking for energy. All right, now the next one is a Bloody Mary. Now that may surprise you, but you can pull the vodka out of the Bloody Mary and just do a virgin Bloody Mary, which is tomato juice. It's got herbs, lemon, lime, and it really does help with the kind of, it's got a lot of nutrients in it, so it gives you that extra boost of energy that you're looking for in the morning. The next is herbal tea with honey. You can try hibiscus, you can try green tea, lemongrass, lavender, peppermint. These are all good ways to start your morning.
I've been trying to move to that, yeah.
If you really, really love the buzz that coffee gives you and you don't want to do coffee, you can do chai tea, which has, it's a good way to wean yourself off of caffeine because of the spice, the little bit of caffeine that's in it. It really does kind of replace that morning buzz you get from coffee, from a couple of cups of coffee anyway, in most of our cases. The next is a fruit smoothie with protein. That helps you out. You can throw in some spinach in there too. That'll give you a little boost and that'll make you feel good to start your day. Vegetable juice, also really a good way to restore what was missing from your body, restoring those nutrients and give you that energy that you need. Almond milk, really good for you. They don't mention, this is good because it works for lactose intolerant people and people that don't do soy.
Raw milk does too.
And there is a recipe that we've posted on our Facebook page how you can make homemade almond milk, which is even better than the store-bought kind. And it looks really easy. You just soak almonds overnight, add them with a couple of dates and some water, and blend them away, and you have your own almond milk, which is cool. Oh, right. Aloe vera juice, very healing, anti-inflammatory. It's a good way to start the day. And honey ginger lemonade. That just sounds good. Doesn't that sound like a great way?
Yeah.
And if you are looking for that alcohol drink, like on a weekend, instead of doing a mimosa, try a beer mimosa. Beer mosa, which is beer and a little bit of OJ.
All right, OJ. In a moment, we're going to get our television report from Jennifer, and also the story about a way for a popular television program to be made into a movie. And the reason you'll find it intriguing is because it's connected to something that we're going to do on the Good Day program starting next week. That's the first of its kind done by anybody, first sort of thing done in this genre by anybody on the radio. So I'll give you that info in just a moment here on Good Day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Musicians, your chance to save at least 50% off list is almost over. It's Guitar Center's Green Tag Finale. Don't wait till it's too late to get half-off deals on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. Like Epiphone Acoustics, 57% off list, $99. Harbinger Powered VA Speakers, 62% off list, $149 each. And two boom stands for the price of one, just $39. Hurry, when the doors close Sunday night, Guitar Center's Green Tag sale ends. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word of mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. When looking into these professional services, people rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, it's time at 13 before the hour for Jennifer to update us on what's going on television.
Mm-hmm.
Smash is moving. Why would they move it to the graveyard? Isn't it doing
because
well?
Because it's suffering. And this is so silly. When shows start losing in the ratings, they move them to weird spots like Friday and Saturday night where people don't tend to watch in huge numbers. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy when they move you that you're on your way out. But NBC is not only making changes to Smash, they're doing a lot of changes throughout their lineup. They're adding a new show, Ready for Love, that's going to start on April 9th. The Celebrity Apprentice is going to be expanded to 2 hours through the end of May. The Voice is going to get an encore that'll go before The Celebrity Apprentice on Sunday. Go On, which is that sitcom with Matthew Perry, that's going to move to Thursdays. They like that show at NBC. They're going to see if they can stand up after The Office, which will be good. The New Normal ends April 2nd. Can't say that I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
Smash moves to Saturdays at 9 p.m. beginning April 6th. And Whitney will have a one-hour season finale on March 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see right. Some changes in the mix.
So, Ed Asner's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Do you know what the story is with him?
It's sad news. Ed Asner is hospitalized. He's actually in Gary, Indiana. Tuesday, he went into the emergency room.
Gary, Indiana.
He was doing a performance of his one-man show, actually, funny you should ask, called FDR. According to TMZ, crew members escorted him off the stage after they noticed him struggling with his lines. He was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital for treatment. His son told TMZ that Ed is doing fine, he's resting now, and is doing well, and he's very grumpy, which with him is always a good thing. He's been assessed right now, and what the son did say is that it was not a stroke. So they're still doing some tests on Ed, so we'll hold a good thought for him. What is kind of interesting, Doug, we've been talking a lot on the show about crowdfunding.
Yeah.
And an example of this working is with Veronica Mars. Veronica Mars was a TV show. Didn't have huge ratings, but it was a huge cult show. People loved this show.
Yeah.
It went off the air on TV, and fans have been wanting to make a movie version of the series. And it looks like it actually may happen, and that's because the series creator, Rob Thomas, launched a Kickstarter fundraiser in an attempt to raise $2 million for the project. Warner Brothers is on board to cover the rest of the budget. So if they can bring in $2 million, that's all they need. Kristen Bell and all the other stars on the show have pleaded for support and are in if this will actually take place. And they actually did raise $2 million in just 10 hours, by the way.
Well, this is one of the things, one of the reasons we're going to start a crowdfunding. It isn't necessarily a campaign for Good Day. We're going to be teaching businesses how to do crowdfunding in connection with a couple of people that I have engaged to help all of us understand how this fantastic, this is the new world order. Banks, you can't borrow money from them. You want to, you hear all of these phony politicians talk about how we're going to help start new businesses and encourage people to go into small, and then they tax the hell out of you. But the crowdfunder, whether it's Kickstarter or crowdfunder, there's a site called Crowdfunder. There's an Indiegogo site where people are going. But you're going to find out a lot more about this starting next week on Good Day and how you can use it perhaps to benefit yourself. But this is a great example.
A lot of, yeah, a lot of independent films I know do this sort of thing. And this, though, I think will be the first mainstream film that has probably used crowdfunding to get started. So
I know somebody who needed, this was for a new business. I think it was a shirt. Somebody had an idea for an amazing design wear thing. They needed $2 million, and they got it in 2 days. Using this, and this is the fact that they got $2 million in 10 hours. It's all about how viral it goes. It's all about how the word gets spread. So we're going to start teaching you about crowdfunding next week here on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
After the hour now on the Doug Good Day program. Joining us now is our friend Tom Kreidler, your friend too, because he has terrific ideas on how to improve things in your home. And now that spring is less than a week away, the first day, full day, is a week from today, in fact. So we have Tom to focus on spring cleaning. But then there are those calls and letters and notes that come in to Tom, questions on things like garbage disposals and what do you do if your house has a fire. I actually fire on the farm. I'll tell you about that in a moment. So sure. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is here. We'll get into the news. It'll help you out in just a moment.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. There are more than 27 million small businesses in the U.S. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, word of mouth remains the most popular marketing tactic for the 79% of small business owners who actively market their business. Small professional practices, like doctors, lawyers, and accountants, rely on word of mouth recommendations even more heavily than most businesses. Joe DiNicola works exclusively with these professional practices as Practice Solutions Executive for Bank of America.
When it comes to professional practices, the importance of word of mouth cannot be understated. We found in our research that 97% of the new client marketing is done by word of mouth. Most of us look to our friends and family for recommendations on a physician, dentist, veterinarian, CPA, or lawyer. When looking into these professional services, people rely on the opinions of those they trust, and our research confirms it.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/practice solutions.
Tom Kreidler, half of the Money Pit. The other half is Leslie Segretti. They're on the air every weekend. You might want to check them out at moneypit.com. You'll find them through dougsteffen.com. Here's listener Bradley, who wants to install a garbage disposal, but he's got a septic tank. Are the two compatible? I sure hope so, because I've had a garbage disposal in my septic tank for 45 years.
Yeah, you know, and there's two schools of thought on that. Sometimes if you ask the plumbers and then also the guys that clean those systems, they'll say, no. But I know plenty of folks just like you, Doug, that have never had a problem with it.
No.
I will say, though, that if you're concerned, there's types of septic disposers that grind the waste up to a finer pulp, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
that are more septic system friendly. So there is an option if you use the right equipment.
Do you ever look in the distribution box or out in the box itself in a septic system? You're a home inspection guy. Did you ever look into those things and see?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
The gray water is an interesting reality, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why I find that fascinating. The term.
But only a farmer and a home inspector would find what flows through a septic system
right.
to be interesting.
All right, let's find out what Morton, Illinois needs. His house was built in the 80s, has prefabricated trusses in the attic, wants to move some of the old toys around up there, but have been told it isn't a good idea. Why would that be?
Well, because with trusses, remember, the bottom beam of the truss, it's called the cord, it's only a 2x4. And so if you have insulation in the attic, like most do, especially homes in the 80s, if you put stuff up there, you're going to squish the insulation, and that means it's not going to insulate properly. So if you want to store in a house that has trusses, you've got to build some sort of a platform up above the insulation. Uh-huh. You could put some horizontal beams, like lightweight beams, like, again, 2x4s, up on higher on the trusses, across four or five of them, and then put some platform material over that so that you create a lifted storage platform above the insulation. You don't want to squish it because it's not going to work. If you put too much weight on there in between the trusses, you're going to come right through the ceiling.
It's interesting. My house has 2x6s and 2x8s on the bottom rung of the truss, and then we have plywood on top of that blown-in insulation. And then on top of that, we have some plywood to be able to walk up there. But there's a lot of stuff like the ceiling fan. You've cut a hole in the ceiling for that, and that weakens the structure around it for sure. You've got to be careful.
Yeah, well,
that's
another point, Doug. You have to be very careful about cutting trusses. You can't just cut them like you would cut a typical ceiling joist.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hello. Good night.
I remember one time seeing a house as a home inspector where a guy was telling me about a storage project, and I went up in the middle of the house, and the middle of all the trusses was sliced right out.
Here's a danger warning. Last night, we have a cabin on the farm. Edgar, who ran my farm for 14 years, lived there. His wife was still there till last night. They have a wood stove, and the stove caused a fire in the attic because the wrapping around the stove evidently had worn out. So the house is the cabin's now a complete total wreck.
Really? Oh, no. The day after she moves? Oh, she didn't move out yet.
She moved out after that.
Oh, that's a shame.
But that's something, a warning. My God, you got to be careful of that stuff, especially in older
homes. Wood stoves are they burn extremely hot, and that's far too common.
Be careful of that. Check it out if you have something like that going through one
good
of
inspection.
The
ceiling
of the roof. Get an inspector. It's 59 after on Good Day.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.